The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to cover this!
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of Cover This, where we give a or we make a 30-second segment of a cover song, and the point is to name the covering artist, the original artist, and the name of the song. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's very difficult. Usually, I think we usually get the cover, the original artist and the song, but covering artist, I usually try to pick some hard ones, so...
Yeah,
unless, we'll see if Mark can get this.
Unless it's some blues guy from the 1920s. I'm still angry about that. I don't know who it was.
Oh, it was
Shufflin' Bob Thompson or something. I don't know.
I think it was some Howlin' Wolf dude, and it was the. I think I played the rough cut version of "Take Another Piece of My Heart," and you said it was Janis Joplin, but well, it's actually she did a cover of an older song, so.
Yeah, I'm still steaming about that.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get over it.
Okay, yeah, I will. Okay.
Eventually.
So,
all right, well, let's see how you do with this one.
Okay. Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. At first, I was completely stumped.
I could tell because your eyebrow was twitching.
Was it? Is that what happens? Yeah. Or I chew my side of my cheek.
Yeah, chew your cud.
I still do that. My wife hates that.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm going to get this is because this album came out recently.
Yep.
The artist who covered this song is George Lynch and Jeff Pilson.
That is correct.
And the song is called Music.
Yep.
And by Madonna.
That is correct.
But if this hadn't come out, I was no way in hell I would ever got that. But I listened to this album just because of their weird covers. I think the album is called Heavy Hitters.
And it's like really weird stuff. Not one hard rock song on there that you would expect from George Lynch and Dave Pilson. There's no way. Jeff Pilson.
There's like Prince's Kiss and Duran, Ordinary World, R.E.M., If It's the End of the World. Yeah, they're not heavy songs, but they're kind of
Heavy, though. They rock them up, that's for sure.
Don Dokken couldn't believe that they did this. I listened to an interview yesterday. He's like, I can't, what are these guys doing? What the hell? Though I got to say, Jeff Pilson sounds great, the vocals.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's always been able to sing. But I think he probably sings better than Don Dokken now.
Oh, yeah, easily. I don't know if I like this album or not. It's odd.
It's not something I'm going to have on my full rotation.
Yeah. I mean, all the Madonna songs, music by Madonna. I mean, I like some Madonna songs, but music is not one of them.
No.
And I, you know, and they don't really make the originals. Their versions don't make the originals. You know, the originals are already good as they're, you know, Champagne Supernova by Oasis is already a great song. George Lynch and Jeff.
Yeah. Do we need a hard rock version?
No, we don't. They should have picked a bunch of obscure songs and that nobody knows and rock those up. And then we have something there, but yeah, I can't really recommend that album. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's interesting to listen to through one time, but like I said, maybe I'll hit a song on shuffle sometime, but I'm not going to start this at the beginning and go, yeah.
God, I hope George doesn't hit me with his car because he lives close by me as I'm riding my bike around. I was like, what is that jerk from the Hard Rock and Trivia Show? I'm
like, he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, he probably would. I pretty much can guarantee that.
Yeah. Well, he's totally jacked, so I'd believe it.
Yeah, I'm not. I was, but I'm not anymore. So, yeah, sorry, George. Yeah, I'm surprisingly I got that. When I saw that album, I thought maybe you would pull something from there. So now you have to, now that everybody else, you have to listen to the cover that Danny's going to listen to.
All right, here we go. Well, you're just 17. All you want to do is disappear. You know what I mean. There's a lot of space between your ears. The way that you touch.
Any idea?
Oh, man. I know the song, the original.
Yeah, and I didn't put the chorus in there to make it a little harder. Any ideas on any of it?
Oh, man. At first, I thought it was like some hard rock version of She Was Just 17 by Beatles. But
no, because the original song is very heavy, and it's probably the heaviest song by the original artist.
Yeah.
And I'll give you some clues. The original song came out in 1977 by a British band. This version came out in 2014 by an American band.
Mm.
The original is a four-piece from England. The band covering it is a band that you know very well. They're a five-piece from the States.
Wow.
I'll give you another clue. The name of the song is also a name of an album from the British band, but is not on that album.
Oh, man, I know that song. Jeez.
Kind of like On Through the Night from Def Leppard is not on On Through the Night. It's on the next album.
Right.
Same thing with this. It skips a couple albums, though.
Oh, four-piece. Is it Slade?
It is not Slade. Same era, though, but much bigger.
Bigger than Slade.
A lot bigger. A band that everybody knows.
Is that Queen?
It is Queen. The Queen is the original. That's the heaviest Queen.
Yeah, it's like Sheer Heart Attack, right?
Sheer Heart Attack. Good. Okay, you got two of them. Who's covering it? It's an American band.
Five-piece American band. Shit. I'm going to say Skid Row.
Correct.
Oh, man. There we go.
Skid Row from the Rise of the Damnation Army from 2014. That was Johnny Solinger on lead vocals.
Yeah, I figured that's who was singing. So, wow.
Yeah, Sheer Heart.
And that doesn't sound anything like the Queen version.
No. It's cool. Yeah. It's not as good as the Queen version, but it's good.
Man, I'd be pissed if I couldn't because I like that song a lot.
Oh yeah,
and but you couldn't have put the verse in there, could you?
No, because that'd have been too easy.
Yeah,
I gotta give you a challenge. Come on. But now you're singing the chorus in your head. And they've done that live. Queen has done that live before.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on YouTube. It's awesome.
So guys,
that's the thing about Queen. They can pull off the stuff they do in the studio. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that they could do stuff like some of the stuff that the multi-layered guitar stuff that he does. That's all it is. Something like 319.
I mean 39.
Yeah, 39.
They play 30. No, 39 is like an acoustic song.
No, there was one that it's all him doing just many, like there's probably 50 layers of guitars on there doing the whole like orchestra. Mm. It's amazing, but there's no way you could do that live.
No.
No way.
So go out there, run out there and get Queen's News of the World. It's got Sheer Heart Attack. And run out and get that Skid Row, Rise of the Damnation Army EP. But you can skip the George Lynch and Jeff Pilson and heavy hitters because it's not that heavy.
And get the Queen album Sheer Heart Attack too. That's a good album, even though the song's not on it.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, that's a good trivia question, huh? What bands have had songs, names of songs that appeared on different albums? We already said Def Leppard and Queen. I can't think of any other ones. I'm sure they're out there. But, yeah, okay. And on that note, go buy those albums.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, welcome to 2021, where we're going to play a little 6 and 30, where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds. And you have to give us the name of the artist. And each one of these little songs we do, the 30-second clips, I need you to play along with us and see if you can get it. So if you're at home, get a pencil and paper out there and play along with Danny. Because this week, Danny, I have artists from Germany, which I might have done before. I'm not sure.
Not that I remember. I don't think so.
Maybe I thought of it. But every artist that you have to name, 6 of them in 30 seconds.
Okay, so I don't need to know the songs.
Nope, just the artist.
Okay, well, that's going to be hard enough.
Good luck.
All right, here we go.
Generation.
How is that?
Holy crap.
How is that for diverse?
Oh, man.
And out of all of them, you've probably heard of at least 5 of the 6.
Oh, I've heard just about all the songs except for the last one.
But remember, we're talking about Germany. So if you know some big German artists, they're probably one of those songs. Some pop.
Let's listen to those again.
You do that. Pop German, metal German.
Generation.
All right, Daniel.
Good Lord.
You listen.
I hope I get one of these.
Oh, God, you're going to kick yourself when you don't.
Oh, my God. Okay, the first one, is it someone named Nina?
Yep, Nina. Dun, 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 dun. 99 yeah. Love Balloons.
Yeah.
Who, if you go on YouTube and see what she looks like now, you will be shocked because she looks great. She's probably in her late 50s, early 60s. She looks really good. But she was cute in the 80s. So, Nina, yep. You got the first one that's there. You're on a roll.
The second one, is that Accept?
It is Accept. Nice. Generation Clash.
Yep. All right, the next 3, I have no clue. I didn't even write anything down.
Really? The third one was a big hit.
Oh, I know it was a big hit. I don't remember what it was.
Earth Below. That was a song called Major Tom by Peter Schilling, One Hit Wonder.
Yeah, see, I don't.
So you started off strong, you got the two, but the third one you got wrong. The fourth one, you're going to kick yourself in the ass.
I have no clue.
That would be Scorpions. Hellcat with Yuli.
Damn it.
Yuli John Roth singing.
We were just talking about.
Yeah, and because I want to make sure, because if I put Klaus's voice on there, you would have got it right away. So
yeah.
Yuli's song, Hellcat, love that song.
Ugh.
It's on Virgin Killer.
Of course it is.
You're going to kick yourself. Okay, so you're 2-for-4 right now. Number five, what was that? Vienna
No
Calling.
Idea.
Uh-oh. That was his second, it was his third biggest hit. It's a solo artist. That's your one clue.
I got nothing on that one.
Okay, well, I'll give you his biggest hit, Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, jeez.
And the other one was Der Kommissar.
Der Kommissar's in town.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
Did you like The Sopranos?
Yeah.
The Tony Soprano's wife, the name of the actress, Edie.
Edie Falco.
Falco, isn't it? It's Falco.
Oh, God.
You're 2-for-5. And number...
And I think the last one was Rammstein.
Yep. 3-for-6.
Rammstein.
Good. Well, so you didn't do too bad.
I knew 3 out of 6. That's not too bad, I guess. But I should have gotten the Scorpions, but pulled one on me with the...
Yuli John Roth.
Yeah.
But I knew Peter Schilling was kind of tough.
Yeah.
I looked that one up, too.
So. I should have gotten Falco, and I know that song.
Vienna Calling. Yeah, Falco made some really terrible videos.
Vienna Calling. Yeah.
You ever seen the one for Der Kommissar? He's fake running in front of a green screen and his car is behind him. One of the worst videos ever.
If he's being serious, that is... I can't imagine he is.
I think he is. I think he's trying to be cool because he's always got that look on his face. I mean, big star in Germany. Yeah, but yeah, he's dead.
Well, so is David Hasselhoff, so whatever.
Good point. Good point.
All right. Well, now it's your turn.
All right. That was fun. So what is there a theme for these songs?
There is a theme, and I think you know all of these artists, no question.
Okay.
They're all songs from 1984.
1984? I was 20, so I should do okay with this, I guess.
You should. You absolutely know all the artists, so
let's see how you do. Let me get my pencil and paper ready, because usually...
I got my pencil.
Van Halen.
Okay. Give me something to write on.
84. All right, let's play along, everybody. Got a lot of them, but not all of them.
All right.
So let me listen to these again.
Okay. I know there's at least three I know you know off the top of your head.
Yeah. Three of them were easy. You didn't put too much thought into those. But the other ones are a little more obscure. Let's see.
Well, I wanted to put in songs from 84 that I liked. How about that?
All right. Here we go. Let me try this again. All right, here we go. Everybody play along, see if you got these. These are definitely rockers from 1984. Okay, here we go, everybody. I actually know. I don't know. I know the names of most of these songs except for one of them.
All right.
First song is "Rock Me Tonight" by Billy Squier.
That is right.
The video that killed his career.
Yeah.
But from a good song, bad video. Number two is Tommy Shaw.
Yep.
Girls with Guns, right?
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, I like the song. I don't like any of his solo albums, though, much.
No?
After Styx. I a song here and there, but better than Styx. All right. Number three, Honeymoon Suite.
That is correct.
New Girl Now. Great. Yep. Great song.
I love Honeymoon Suite. They're so good.
Yeah.
Even though they're from Canada.
Eh? Number four was probably the easiest one.
Well, I would think.
Kiss, Heaven's on Fire.
Yep.
Number five is Rush.
Yep. That is true.
But I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah, they don't really, a lot of songs, they don't have the title in the song itself.
Is it New World or something like that? Is that it?
No, it was Distant Early Warning.
Right, off of, was it, not Presto, was it? That's when they started going synthy.
Yeah, it was the one before that.
I can't remember. It was the one after. Oh, it was the one after. Is it Grace Under Pressure?
Yep.
Yeehaw! Oh, really?
Yep, that's it.
I'm not even a big Rush guy. Number six is Bon Jovi Runaway.
That is correct. You got all six.
Yeah, six for six. Danny, you got to try harder.
Well, it was 84. It's the songs that I like, so there you go. We'll see how you do on the next one.
Songs that Danny likes from 1984, yeah.
That's a theme.
And I saw Bon Jovi in a club on their first LA show.
Wow.
And my friend Greg was supposed to go with me, and he forgot. So we
forgot?
Got, he forgot. So I went to that show by myself. Opening band, Stryper.
Jeez.
Stryper, and I didn't know they were a Christian band. They're throwing out their
Until you little, got hit in the face with a Bible.
Their black and yellow mini Bibles they'd throw out. And I got it, and I looked at it, went, what the hell is this? And I gave it to the girl next to me. Like, I don't want this. I should have kept it, though, man, from a Bible from Stryper in 84. Who knew? I thought they looked cool, and they were really good. But
yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen Stryper? They're much heavier than you think, and they're really good.
I think, weren't they at M3? Yeah. I think I saw them there.
Michael Sweet and is the main, the star of that band, but everybody in that band's really good.
I know I saw them at M3 because I remember the drummer, his hair.
Yeah, he tosses his hair and he turns. He's always the drums are always to the, you know, they're not facing front, they're the side. They've always done that.
Yeah, yeah, they were great.
Yeah, they do not suck. So yeah, I think I got six and you got three, so I'm the big winner this week.
All right, well I'll return your check from my win earlier, and you get all the money.
All right, thank you. I know
you need it from Christmas.
Yeah, I bought my son and daughter quite a bit, and I need to get a new job so I can pay for all this stuff. All right. Okay. On that note, have a great evening, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.